Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Alison Russell is a singer and multi-instrumentalist who you may know as half of the band Birds of Chicago, but she's also one-fourth of the banjo-wielding supergroup called Our Native Daughters. Alison grew up biracial and bilingual in Montreal, and her music tends to be multilingual as well. Her new album, called Outside Child, draws on rock, R&B, blues, soul, and folk, and it uses these bright sounds to tell a very dark story. Alison Russell and her band join us to play some songs from the album, beginning with this performance of Persephone.
Two red buttons, but it killed me that time. Oh, if I let him, he's slow when he's drunk, and he lost his grip on me. Now I'm running down La Rue Saint-Paul, trying to get out from the weight of it all. Can't flag a car, I know he won't stop. I go see Persephone. Put your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin. Mouth to mouth, mouth to flow. Salty, sweet, you give me power. I feel you shake under my lips. Your fingers tender, find my secrets. Don't make a sound, don't cry out loud. Your parents are sleeping. Just above, I kiss you once, I kiss you twice. Fall asleep looking in each other's eyes. Tap, tap, tapping on your window screen. God, let me in Persephone. Got nowhere to go, but I had to get away from here. My petals are bruised. Come running to you in the violet eye. Put your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin. Light telling me it's time to leave. The birds are calling to the morning. Your parents' feet above are stirring. Kiss your belly before I go. Climb back out of your basement window. Back to the cold spike. Back to the hard light. Back to the harsh bread street. Persephone, got nowhere to go, but I had to get away from here. My petals are bruised, but I'm still a flower. Come running to you in the violet eye. Put your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin. your skinny arms around me, let me taste your skin.
That is Persephone, a live performance from Alison Russell with her band. The new album is called Outside Child. There is a version of Persephone, of course, on that record. It brings Alison Russell, I was going to say, back to our studio. I have to get out of that habit, but Alison, it's very good to see you, even through the tiles like this.
It's lovely to see you as well, even virtually, yes.
Yeah. So, Persephone, this is a song about a time in your life when you were basically a teenage runaway, right?
I was, yep, I was. I was 15 and I had left my very abusive home and I was not telling anybody what was happening because I just wasn't ready to. And I was trying to carry on going to high school and pretending everything was normal. And I also, at the same time, fell in love with my first girlfriend, and it was the first time experiencing something consensual and kind and loving. And I used to, when in the winter, of course, it's bitterly cold in Montreal, which is where I grew up, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And she would let me sneak into her basement window and sleep, and then I would sneak out, you know, before her parents were up and at them, because that would not have gone over particularly well. She had quite parents with very conservative values, shall we say.
So she's a real person. I'm guessing her real name was not Persephone.
Her real name is not Persephone. No, I'm protecting her real name.
On the other hand, Persephone is, of course, associated with spring.
Yes.
And renewal.
Yes.
And renewal and coming through a hard winter and stepping into the light again, that seems to be the story of Outside Child.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, John. It's, you know, it is an autobiographical record. And so, you know, the circumstances of my childhood, I didn't get to choose, but I got to start to choose my escape from those circumstances. And that's really what that's what the record is about. It's about breaking those cycles of, you know, abuse and violence. And it's about finding chosen community. It's about discovering myself really through art and being saved by art and saved by music in a very literal way.
Yeah. And you have been kind of a serial collaborator as an
artist. Yes, I have.
You talk about finding your community. There has to be, you can't do this sort of thing alone.
Not at all. No. And you're exactly right. This is very much, while it is a solo record in name and sort of subject matter, it was very much a communal effort that brought it about. Many of the songs I co-wrote with my life partner, JT, who's also in Birds of Chicago with me. And I was surrounded by a loving circle of some of my favorite musicians on the planet, who I'm also privileged to call, you know, friends and chosen sisters and brothers, many of them. Dan Nobler, who produced the record. And we sort of cast the room together. So I was just surrounded by an incredibly loving family, you know, to make this music.
So you're inside this community, both musical and personal. What is the significance of the album title, Outside Child?
I'm so glad you asked that question. It is manyfold. There is the literal, had to live outside at a certain point. There is the more figurative, I never was comfortably part of a we. I'm, you know, a mixed heritage Black child. My mom, Scottish Canadian, from parts of the family are quite bigoted and quite white supremacist. And it was a devastating thing for her as a teenager to have a Black child out of wedlock. There is also, my biological father is Grenadian, and I have very happily in adulthood gotten to have a relationship with my biological father and that whole side of the family, and they're wonderful and loving people. And in 2009, that was the year I met them, I went with the family to Grenada. I was, everyone there called me Michael's outside child because it meant I was born out of wedlock. And that's a very common thing on the island, to have your inside family, your family within the marriage and your family outside of the marriage. And I thought, isn't that lovely? That sounds quite a lot nicer than bastard,
yes.
which I technically am, you know, I was born out of wedlock. So I just loved that. When I heard that, the outside child, it was said in this loving way. It wasn't said in a kind of a shaming way. It was like, oh, you're Michael's outside child. Welcome to the island. And I just, I really took it to heart. I really took it as part of my identity, that I could take that and feel empowered by it, that there are gifts to being outside. I didn't, you know, while it was hard as a child when I was being called the N-word by my white family and an Oreo by Black kids in my community. Oreo, for those of you that don't know, means Black on the outside, white on the inside.
Right.
And then the man my mom married was an expat from America, from a sundown town in Indiana, who was taught that I was 3/5 human, you know, who was taught to think of people that look like me as being literally less than human, and then was an abused child himself at one point. And so he brought his deep illness and dysfunction, and, you know, that horrifically impacted my life for a decade.
Yeah.
So I've earned the title outside child on a few levels.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't get to choose your childhood, but if you work hard enough, you can choose your adulthood. And you've chosen a record that, for the most part, is not brooding and angry and sad, although the lyrics speak very straightforwardly about, at times, about what you've gone through. But the record presents, you know, if you don't speak English, this record sounds like a pretty upbeat, joyous affair.
Yes. I'm so glad you hear that, because it is. And that was the gift of being the outside child, is also realizing it's like a clear view of the page. You know, I didn't get to, there was no we, but there was also no them. I learned so young the fallacy of othering, you know, because there was nobody that would accept me as part of the club for quite a long time. And then there was the joy of finding a community that saw me and heard me and valued me just as I was. And for me, that was sort of a ragtag band of misfit musicians, you know, and that's where that's continued. That's my community to this day, you know.
Well, Montreal is the name of the next song that we're going to hear you and the band do.
Yeah.
And that, having said that, for the most part, it's not a brooding record, this is kind of a brooding song. You know, this is one of the moodier. It's also bilingual, as befits a French and English speaking city. Let's hear a live performance. Alison Russell, her new album is called Outside Child. This song is on it. Let's hear her and the band do Montreal.
You're as you are like. Well, your cathedrals, your shadows felt like lemons. I was your child, Montreal. You would not let me come to reminisce on the times before. There were just so few of them. The jackal came in spring, took me when I was still so young, so young. The mind of a child is oceans wide and a thousand millenniums. And the city was my sky and stars, les fenêtres de l'infini. J'étais si vieux, j'étais si jeune, si vieux. Les yeux de l'enfant voient tout, voient tout, voient tout, voient tout, tu sais. La lumière tablée sur les arbres, la pourriture est dans la plus blanche marbre. La sagesse bouleversée, la sagesse cœur brise. La sagesse de l'enfant, que brisant, que brisant. Oh, ma Montreal, can I dream of you?
That is Montreal, live performance by Alison Russell, and a song from her new record called Outside Child. Alison, was there, why now, I guess is the question, was there a light bulb moment that made you think, after all these years, I got to start talking about this?
You know, I began talking about this years ago, In songs in 2004 on a Po Girl record, I wrote a song called Part-Time Papa, where I addressed this, but couched in a kind of I took the chorus and the melody from an old race recording that I heard.
Just to be clear, race recordings is the actual term that was used back in like the 1920s and 30s.
Yes, yeah. Where they were separating musicians based on skin color and calling the records that Black musicians made race recordings and the records that white musicians made, at the time they were calling them hillbilly recordings. Mm. And the odd thing about all of that was, of course, the community itself of musicians was not segregated in that way. And the influence, obviously, of the Black diaspora was everywhere within the hillbilly music and the race recordings. And in fact, many of the backing bands were the same Black musicians for both these sessions. I found this tape put out by, this was years ago, a friend gave me a tape, a bootleg of a tape put out by the Library of Congress. And it was called The Sweet Petunias. And there were these recordings of Black women singing their own stories. And it was a revelatory experience for me to hear these voices from the 1920s and 30s that they were talking to, it felt like they were talking to me. Mm-hmm. And the Bandana Sisters had a song called Part-Time Papa in which they were talking about kind of a no good man. And I adapted that song to be about a no good father. And that was the first time I used the line. I switched it a little bit on Fourth Day Prayer, but I used the line, he's supposed to be your daddy, but he treats you like a wife. And in Fourth Day Prayer, I say, Father used me like a wife. Mother turned the blindest eye. So I started that journey, that exploration of trying to write about this all those years ago, but I was not far enough out of it. And in 2010, we did a whole tour. Po Girl did a whole tour called the No Shame Tour. And I wrote a song called No Shame that was very explicitly about my childhood. And we raised money. I ran my first marathon and we raised money for two organizations working to disrupt the cycles of child abuse. That tour was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Because once again, I didn't have the same kind of stability in my personal life. I wasn't yet a mother. And it was a huge amount of pushback that I received from certain venues, very upset that I was talking about this or doing, you know, it was like, what are you doing? Why are you opening this can of worms? Mm. And so I have been hinting at telling this story for a long time. Hmm. But what changed were I became a mother. I mean, that's really the biggest catalyst. And as soon as that happened, I had this, I went silent for 3 years. I stopped writing. I had a massive writer's block after I had my daughter. And I really think it was just the enormity of the responsibility of sort of stepping into the stream of ancestors, that I have to be the one to stop these cycles from ever repeating for my own child. It was like a kind of an overwhelming, there was a long period of silence. I went through almost 3 years of a pretty major writer's block where all I was writing were kind of lullabies and kids songs. And luckily JT at the same time had a writer's explosion. And so it didn't, you know, it was fine. I was happy to interpret his songs. But, you know, then the floodgates got kicked open when Rhiannon invited me to be part of Our Native Daughters, which is a project with Rhiannon Giddens, Layla McCalla, and Amethyst Kia. And I was really trepidatious when it was something I wasn't going to say no to, working with three of the artists I admire most in the world. And when I wrote Kashiba, which is a story about the great matriarch of my paternal lineage, and I learned about her through my biological father and my Grenadian side of the family, just learning her name was such a powerful thing for me. And writing about her made this other piece of it click into place for me, which is that this isn't just my story. My story doesn't happen in a vacuum. Once building past Ashanti's kingdom cares out. Kashiba, Kashiba, you're free now, you're free now. How does your spirit lie? Born in your bones, have grace, have your strength, we have. my story is part of a continuum that is a direct line to what happened to Kashiba, being kidnapped out of West Africa and surviving the Middle Passage and surviving multiple horrific violations and the theft of her children and enslavement and dying enslaved, but surviving all of that. And it made me understand that within that horrific, painful history, there's also an unbelievable, unbroken line of strength, endurance, resilience, and the ability to find hope in the bleakest of circumstances. And that all of us, whatever our heritages, we are the culmination of those long lines of survivors. It was like, once I had written her story, I had to write mine. For me to tell my own story in my own words as a, you know, queer Black woman survivor is important, because music isn't bigoted. You know, I always, when that's one of the things with the kind of the uncomfortable histories around genre, you know, the kind of the histories rooted in bigotry. And that's not music though. That's our, you know, human bad habits trying to make music bigoted, but it's not. It's not. Yeah. It never has been. It never will be. And it transcends all of the sort of boundaries that we try to put around it, or limiters.
Well, and appropriately, the album Outside Child is not bound by genre. I mean, you've got kind of rootsy rock and R&B and blues, and there's some great swampy organ sound on this next song, which you've already mentioned, the one called Fourth Day Prayer. My guest is Alison Russell. Here she is with the band to do the song called Fourth Day Prayer.
Of Westmount Park, it was our mine after dark. Old willow tree, it was my throne. Till I went home. Father used me like a wife. Mother turned the blindest eye. Stole my body, spirit, pride. He did each night. It's one for the hate that loops and loops. Two for the poison and the roots. Three for the children breaking. Four for the guy who's standing in the sun. Ooh. 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 These are the best years of your life. If I'd believed it, I'd have died. Something told me that they lie. Oh, I survived. Left home, I was just a child. Slept in the graveyard and in the mine. When the sun came up and fell my skin, I rose again. It's one for the hate that loops in. Dreams. Do you see what I can't see? Well, tell me, I want to understand. From the coast of Africa to the hills of Grenada to the cold of Montreal, their whip still fast. It's one for the hate, the loops and loops. Two for the poison and the roots. Three for the tears. Ooh.
Fourth Day Prayer from Alison Russell, new album called Outside Child, a remarkable collection of songs and stories, and Alison, a remarkable collection of musicians playing these songs. Tell us who's on the who's playing with you.
So yeah, playing with me on these live sessions, they're Dan Nobler, again, who produced the record and played all over the record. He is on guitar and baritone guitar. Jen Gunderman is playing keys in these sessions. She's just a brilliant, brilliant musician here in Nashville. She's usually in Sheryl Crow's band, but they're not on the road right now. So I got to have the benefit of her joining us in the studio. And Larissa Maestro is on the cello. And of course, I'm singing and playing. And thank you for being the impetus for getting us together on this.
I'm so glad you were able to do this. And did you mention earlier that you ran a marathon?
Yes. Yeah. I like, so the runner is both literal and figurative.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Lots of running.
Do you still run?
Yes. It's very, it's part of my daily therapy, running. And my running mentor in Nashville is Julie Height, because I don't know if you know this. She's a wonderful music journalist, obviously, but she is an incredible long distance runner. She does ultra marathons and 100-mile races. And so she is my, I'm not there yet. I've only done regular marathons, but I hope to follow her.
Yeah. Well, I am super impressed. And we'll hear just a little bit of The Runner from the album to wrap the proceedings up. But Alison Russell, Outside Child, tremendous record. Thank you so much for being with us and for playing for us today.
Thank you so, so much, John, for having me.
I had to run, to run, to run.
Thanks, as always, to the Soundcheck team, technical director Irene Trudell, producer Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for joining us as well.
No freedom would come my way. Yeah, no freedom from what he'd done.